More crimes and brutalities. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's what National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says we can expect from Russia in Ukraine. There are multiple reports that a new commander is in charge just as Russia is expected to launch a major offensive in eastern Ukraine. That has the U.S. pledging more military support.
If we can't meet what they need, we're working with our allies and partners, as we did with the S-300 and the backfilling of that with the Patriot battery this week. We're going to continue to do that so we can equip them on the battlefield.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday. Pope Francis has opened Holy Week with a call for an Easter truce in Ukraine to make room for a negotiated peace. Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass before crowds in St. Peter's Square. He didn't refer directly to the Russian invasion, but repeatedly denounced the war and the suffering. The White House calls it a publicity stunt, but the state of Texas says it's serious about shipping migrants to the nation's capital. Buses have already been sent to some border crossings.
Well, I don't think it's a gimmick. I think this is, you're seeing the first step of a constitutional showdown between the governor and the legislature and the state of Texas and the federal government.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox and Friends Weekend. Next month, migrant crossings are expected to surge when a public health order put in place during the pandemic is lifted.
You can't say COVID is so serious still that we need billions of more dollars of American tax money and at the same time say we're getting rid of Title 42, which is the only thing keeping a chaotic situation from getting worse.
House Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The Biden administration says it has a plan to handle the extra human traffic at the border. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A massive haul for police in Southern California. More than 800 pounds of meth and nearly 190 pounds of cocaine were recovered by police in Buena Park. They also found about 20 pounds of fentanyl pills.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap. It's manufactured in China.
Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer on Fox and Friends Weekend. Two suspects are facing multiple charges. A birthday party in Indianapolis ended with a shooting that police say left one man dead. Fox 59 is reporting that 6 people total were shot. There's no information on any suspects. Gunfire at a nightclub in Iowa has left at least 2 people dead. That's according to police in Cedar Rapids. Nearly a dozen other people were hurt. Witnesses who were at the Taboo nightclub and lounge are being interviewed. Police say the scene is secure. There's no threat to public safety. There's no word on any suspects. It didn't take long for police in New York City to catch up with an accused killer. A 17-year-old boy is charged with murder less than 24 hours after allegedly shooting and killing 16-year-old Anjali Yambo near a school on Friday.
While Anjali's loved ones are devastated, we can pray that this arrest brings them some sense of solace.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell, 2 other teens were shot and wounded. Police say the victims were caught in the middle of a dispute. A British author who wrote best-selling thrillers and espionage novels has died. Jack Higgins, who wrote The Eagle Has Landed, was 92, according to his publicist. More than 250 million copies of his novels have been sold. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.